The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that unless we turn and become like little children, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. That's a pretty tough order. And he's making it very clear. There isn't an option. Unless you do this, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, we could take a show of hands, but I'm not going to, and ask how many of you really want to become like little children. That's probably not high on the list of most of us, what we are really looking for as far as the goals in our life. But it's exactly what our Lord told us we have to do. Now, the problem is that for most of us, because as our Lord said, unless we humble ourselves like this little child, well, that doesn't come naturally to us. And if we decided today that we're going to start trying with all our heart to become like a child, we would be so proud of the fact of what we were doing that it would go do exactly the opposite of what it is the Lord tells us that we're supposed to be doing. So if he's requiring this of us, and yet at the same time, it's not something we can do by ourselves, how does this happen? It happens only through prayer. The deeper one goes in prayer, the more childlike one becomes. The more simple one becomes. That again tends to kind of grate against us. We don't like the idea of being simple. However, God is perfectly simple. And we're made in his image and likeness, and so the more godlike we become, which means the more holy we become, the more simple we become. That doesn't mean to be a simpleton any more than being childlike become means being childish, because that's not what it is at all. But we have to be humble. We have to be charitable. That's what the prayer life will do. And so if we're willing to take up the spiritual life, these kind of changes are going to happen. Now, it would be a challenge enough if they just simply happen because you pray. But that's not usually how it works for most of us. And so in order to be humble, we have to be humbled. And so if we're going to pray and we really want to grow, God's going to provide lots of opportunities for us to be humiliated. If we really want to grow, he's going to provide all kinds of opportunities for us to be charitable, oftentimes to the very people who provide the humiliation. What could be better? If we want to be simple, then he's going to provide the opportunities for us to become detached from our own pride and from all the things that stand in the way of our union with God. Because again, if God is perfectly simple, we're only going to have union with him if we become simple. And when you read the lives of the saints, it's exactly what you're going to see. Again, they don't become simpletons. Read their writings, they are not just like reading a kindergartner stuff, but rather, for the saints, the truth becomes very simple. It's just plainly obvious to them because they're looking at God, who is the truth. And so they're being conformed to that truth. They don't have to work at the truth anymore. The truth is just simple. And because they're focused on God, who is love, love becomes simple. Not only simple in the sense that it doesn't require a lot of effort, but it just becomes second nature. It's something they do without even having to think about it. And you could go through all the virtues and you recognize that all the virtues are simply different things that we can say about God. But God is love, so it's all, I mean, God, there are no separations of all the different virtues as there are in us. But nonetheless, we can see all of these different things as we get closer to God. Consequently, it begins to form us more and more like God. This, by the way, is the reason why it has always been said it is impossible to live with a saint. Years ago, I changed that to say it is impossible to live with anybody who prays mental prayer because they're not like everyone else. They're different. And they're different because they are growing closer to God, because the things that are important to them are not the same things that are important to the worldly people, because they become more simple, which can become very frustrating for somebody who doesn't want to be simple, because things are very obvious to them when they're not obvious to everybody else. That irritates everybody around you. It's not that they're doing anything to irritate somebody. They're just plain irritating because they're different. That's what happens when you take up the prayer life. Again, you look at that and say, well, why would God allow that? To be able to learn patience, humility, charity, all the other virtues that we have to have. It also helps the other people to grow in virtue as well, because they're going to have to practice virtue just to be able to live with you. And so that's a good thing for them too. Don't tell them that, or they won't understand and they're just going to get angry. Just live it. And by that, again, I don't mean trying to put it in anybody's face. I mean, just live the holiness to which God is calling you. The rest of it will follow. You're going to wind up dealing with the rejections, and you're going to wind up dealing with the humiliations. That's just part and parcel of the deal. And in so doing, you become detached from all these things that stand in the way. The more you become detached from everything else, the more focused you become on the only thing that makes any difference, and that is the Lord. And the more you're focused on Him, the more like Him you become. And He is perfectly simple. And the children are like God, which is why He said, unless you become like a little children, like a little child. They are so godlike. They are so beautiful. They are innocent. They are just plain beautiful. And you know what? That's how God made you too. Some of us, we've kind of lost the beauty along the way. By that, I don't mean by looking in the mirror and go, ugh. I mean what's on the inside. Pretty's on the outside. Beauty is on the inside. He made your soul absolutely beautiful. And if we've messed all of that up, thankfully He has the remedy to get it back to where it belongs. And in case you might even want to look at it and say, I don't know, I just kind of want to fit in. As long as I'm in the state of grace and I can get to heaven, that's all that matters. Well, guess what? You're not going to get into heaven until you are childlike, which means until your soul is purified and it is beautiful once again. Which may mean a real long time in purgatory if all you want is just to be able to get there. Strive to become like a little child. Just grow closer to the Lord. Again, you don't have to do anything extraordinary to do this, because I mentioned earlier, it's not going to work. The more you try, the more you're going to trip all over yourself. I guess that's like a little child trying to walk. They just keep falling down. That's what you're going to keep doing if you try and do it on your own by yourself. It's not going to work. Just focus on the Lord. Focus on the spiritual life. Put God first, and automatically it will begin to happen. That's the case. That means much shorter time in purgatory, because your soul is being purified. The likeness to God is being perfected, which means that the beauty of your soul is being restored. It's always been there. We just pile all kinds of trash on top of it, so now God has to get all the gunk out of the way. That's what He's doing. So it's something that is possible for every single one of us, not by our own doing. All we have to do is look at what our soul looks like. That's our own doing. The beauty that God created it with and the beauty that he wants it to be restored to, that's going to be his doing. But because we have a free will, we have to choose it. We have to make the decision that this is what we're going to work toward. We need to put prayer life as the priority. We need to put God as the priority. And the more we spend time with him, the more like him we become. And the more like him we become, the more simple we become. And the more simple we become, the more childlike we become. And we prepare ourselves then for entrance into heaven.